Welcome into the Did You Know Show here on KCHI. Trevor Grady and Noah Cassidy here with you guys on this Tuesday, March 21st. Noah, you got something? You want to kick us off?
Sure. So I actually have to go to the dentist today. Okay. Just do a simple teeth cleaning, get my teeth x-rayed. Might have to be looking into getting my wisdom teeth out later.
Okay, exciting.
Plenty of horror stories that I've watched from the medicine. You know, funny stuff right there. But because of that, I found this about dentistry. So did you know way back that the dentistry profession was actually part of the entertainment industry and not the medical?
Really? Like people would watch people like get teeth pulled?
Yeah. So a little history on it. So before modern dentistry existed, the task of tooth extraction in Britain fell to a strange assortment of professionals, including like blacksmiths and wig makers and sideshow entertainers.
Wow.
So back then, before dentistry was a thing, if you needed your tooth pulled, you went to one of these off-the-wall places to go get it done. So tooth drawers would travel to fairs and marketplaces wearing these silly, crazy hats and sometimes even strings of teeth.
Wow.
And they'd go and they'd perform. They'd have like a whole posse with them, their assistants who would come, and it was typically a very loud act. And the reason it was so loud is because whoever their subject was, there was no numbing going on.
Oh, my goodness.
So they just would go in there with what they say looked like a broken up corkscrew type of device, and they'd attach it onto the tooth and rip this tooth out, and then all the assistants and everybody would be yelling and screaming, and most of it was to cover up the fact that the patient was freaking screaming his head off because of the pain. So that was back in the 1800s. An alternative, for what it's worth, is in the 18th and 19th century, you could also start going to the barber / surgeon, and they were a little bit better at it, but it still wasn't the best time to go get your teeth taken care of. It wasn't a good era that if you had bad teeth, it was not a very fun thing that you were just going to some barber surgeon getting that ripped out. So,
wow.
Yeah.
I guess we take modern dentistry for
yeah, you hate going to – I hate going to the dentist. I'm not looking forward to today. It's just a teeth cleaning.
Right, right.
But imagine back then.
That would be a lot worse.
Hey, I got to go to the circus, get my teeth pulled.
That is craziness. All right, well, I have one kind of a do you know. Do you know what is the most common letter in the English language?
Common, personally, I think an S.
That's what I actually guessed, but it is actually E.
E?
Yeah, so E appears in 11.1% of all words in English, or at least the main entries of the Concise Oxford Dictionary. The next is A with 8.5%, and actually followed by R at 7.6%. I think S is fifth. It doesn't have the full list here, but so then the least common, do you have a guess for what the least common one is?
Z, I guess.
Yeah, I'll guess like extra Z, but it's actually Q.
Okay, okay.
Which
I can see that.
Also makes sense. That appears in just 0.2% of dictionary entries. So E, and I guess it makes more sense when you think of the vowels, I guess.
Yeah, vowels are in every word, so I guess technically vowel would probably be it.
R and S are the most most common consonants. So, yeah, there you have it. E is the most most common letter in the English language. So, hope you learned something new on the Did You Know Show today. Learned about crazy dentistry.
Dentistries,
and then some English trivia, I guess. So, all right, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Hope you guys have a good rest of your Tuesday. 2:45 p.m. Monday through Friday, we do the Did You Know Show, and we'll see you guys tomorrow.